All right, and we are off for another exciting game tonight. Last night we had an exciting game, and you'll be listening tonight via KSDP, the Christopher Babcock and Christopher Babcock Show. I got my son right alongside of me here, and we're looking at having an awesome game tonight here. We're just getting ready for the tip-off, and the game will start.
This will be some good action, folks, so listen and have some good time.
Tip-off comes. Sandpoint's got the ball. Number 41, Anthony Webster, puts it in.
Oh.
Misses.
Almost.
Gary Gould's got it all the way down to Braden. Braden puts it up for a layup, and he's fouled. Well, that'll be Sandpoint's first foul. And that is number 55 for Sandpoint. And that is Edmund Cumberledge. So Braden will go to the line and shoot. First shot is up, and it's no good. We'll shoot one more.
You always got to make sure to get these good foul line shots sometimes.
Yep. You can make a game here. And the second shot is up, and no good.
Oh,
I think we have a lane violation. Yeah, lane violation on King Cove. So it's Sandpoint's ball all the way at the other end of the court. Cumberledge passes it in to Anthony Webster. Anthony Webster's working it up.
He passes
it in to Galvin. Galvin passes it back to Cumberledge. Cumberledge is going into the paint. Out to Brandon. Back out to Anthony. Oh, Cumberledge. Oh, Cumberledge saved it, but it looks like it's going to be King Cove ball.
It'll be King Cove ball. They always want to work the good offense. They always want to make a good play. All right, so Gary's got the ball in his hands. He's calling the offense out right now. They're setting up a play. Passes to Jason. Jason takes it in.
Oh, Jason was deflected.
Oh, here comes with Parker.
Parker's got it. Parker was going to make a shot. Nope, passes it out. Oh, wild pass to Brandon over the line.
It's going to be a half court violation.
Yep, so it'll be King Cove's ball. Let's go ahead and look at our starting five for tonight. For King Cove T-Jacks, we have Jason Dorte, number 4. Number 0, we have Gary Gould. Number 2, we have Graydon Severian. At number 40, we have Braden Orlando. And number 3, we have Brian Eichley.
Jason hits the basket to give us the lead.
And that'll bring the score to 2-0. Point in there by Jason Dorte.
Oh, here comes
Galvin off outside and no good. For your Sandpoint Eagles, starting five is Carl Smith, number 23. Anthony Webster will be wearing J.C. Starnes' jersey, number 41. Number 55, Edmund Cumberledge. Number 20, Stephen Gallivan. And number 24, Parker Larson. King Cove's got the ball. Gary goes for a three-point, misses, gets his own rebound.
Gary attacks, but, look at that. Brian's going.
Brian does a nice layup there by Brian Eichley, and that brings the score to 4-0.
Sandpoint wants to get this offense going if they want to get it again, so they're going to have to go everything they
Lots
got.
Lots of pressure here.
King Cove from
King
pressuring. Cove. They're pressuring good.
Man-to-man they got right now out here.
Yep, seeing Brian wants to chase it down. He's got him. Oh, there's that screen.
Galvin's got it. He's trying to come in there. Trying to come in. Working out.
Work.
Passes it over to Anthony Webster. Anthony Webster puts it up to 3. Oh,
no
good. Rebounded by
Braden
Severian. Bring it down
going
the court.
In. He's going. Oh, no.
Passes it. Oh, wild pass to Brandon, and he loses it. Goes to Braden. Goes to Brandon Smith. Brandon Smith does a wild pass.
Parker's going all the way up. A little jumper.
And misses.
But rebound King Cove.
Rebounded by Eichley. Back to Gary. Gary's going to work it down the court again.
Gray wants to go. He's going to take it. Passes to Gary. Gary wants to attack. He wants it. Takes a little jumper.
Oh!
Gary got the jumper to go.
Oh.
Sandpoint wants to call a timeout. He's not liking what he sees.
We're going with the timeout here. We're looking at 6-0. And we're 5:33 into the first period. Our refs tonight are Charles Mack and Joe Calver. Lots of room here tonight if you are in King Cove. We've got lots of room here in the bleachers, and it's always a good time when we get to have basketball here. So our girls played earlier in Sandpoint, and I'm sure that was a good game also. So we're back out of our timeout here, and it looks like Sam Point will have the ball at King Cove's side. Bringing that up is Cumberledge.
They're going to do motion. They want to do motion. There it goes.
Ooh, but almost. Oh, and it was bad pass, and it was deflected.
Here comes
caught
King
by
Cove.
Jason Duarte. Back to Gary.
For
Gary's
three.
Up. Oh,
good
rebound.
Bounded.
Oh, wow. Jason got it.
He wants to look. All right, Gary wants to set it. Gives it to Jason.
Playing outside right now.
Passing it. He wants it.
Oh, Jason goes in. Oh, wow.
Oh, wild. And that
Sam Point retrieves the ball.
That's by Sam Point, boy. That was good.
Cumberledge has it. He's working
it
up. He's going all the way in the lane. Oh, passes it out to Webster. Webster puts
three.
It up.
No good.
But rebound by Parker.
Rebound
by Parker.
Oh, wow.
And we have a jump ball.
Nice.
As Braden and Parker fought for that ball.
That
and it looks like it'll be
King
Cove's ball. On Sam Point's side. So King Cove's got to bring it down. Gary's bringing it down right now.
They want to set their offense a little bit. If Gary wants, they want to set it. So he wants to get it.
Oof. This is Jason back out to Brian.
Brian. All right, Gary wants it. He wants it. There he goes. Gives it Jason.
Oh, my.
Oh, and they lost it again. They got to watch their passes here.
But here comes Carl.
Carl's
in. No good. Short.
Oh, rebound
it. No good.
Ooh, man.
And Gary gets the rebound, and he's going fast down court.
He's picking up speed. Passes to Braden. Oh, man. He wants Braden to finish that move. Come on. He wants him to
Our boy, King Cove. Boys need to really watch their passes. They're getting sloppy, and Sandpoint's right there to get them.
Sandpoint wants to push the pressure. They want to push the tempo. If they want to
get it. Webster's got it.
Passes to Carl. Carl passes to
Ryan.
What a good
And
three.
It's a turnover, and King Cove has the ball. Gary's bringing it down court.
Gary wants to go.
He's going
to
set it up, and
what a good flow.
Gary drove it in the paint there and put it up for another two. So we're looking at 8-0.
They want
right.
to set it up.
10 points, bringing it up, working it.
Here
Parker's got it.
Parker's got it.
Carl wants
Down
it.
Out of Carl.
Carl wants to push it.
Back to Parker.
Wow.
Parker's going to put it up for two.
Good. Rebounded by Graydon.
But Graydon has the ball in his hands. He wants to set something up. He wants
Jason
to bring
it down.
Passes to Jason.
Jason.
All
Jason
from
outside. Jason three.
No good.
Rebounded.
Stand point.
Rebounded by Cumberledge. Our King Cove boys need to get under their rebound.
Well, that's how it is, man.
Okay, Cumberledge is driving it in the paint.
Oh, he
makes it. Out
gives
to
the Parker.
Parker
for
three.
No good, but...
Oh, rebound.
Oh, they're diving for it.
They're diving.
But they got the ball. The King Cove's got the ball.
Ryan got it at the center line there. So,
man,
King
that's
Cove
good.
Ball.
They want to start it.
Up to Braden.
Braden wants to put... Braden's setting it. Gives it to Gary. Gary wants to find it. Gary's finding it. Gives it to Brian. Brian's looking. Passes to Jason. All right, Gary, what you got? What do you want?
Wild pass all the way to Graydon, all the other side of the court, and Graydon, good.
Man.
And it'll be Sandpoint's ball as King Cove tips it out.
It's all right. That was a pretty good pass.
It was. All right, we got Cumberledge bringing it up court.
They're saying that screen. There's a good screen right by Anthony.
Put it for the drive.
No, he's looking.
Back to Carl. Back to Parker.
Uh-oh.
I think we have a three-second violation. Yep, in the paint there.
Yep.
Somebody was in the paint too long.
You got to watch your three-second violations.
Okay, so it'll be King Cove's ball on Sandpoint's side. It looks like Gary's out. Our Gary will be passing it in to Graydon. Graydon's going to bring it down. Oh, actually, Gary's bringing it down.
Gary's setting up a play. He's telling his team to he's setting something up offense. He's looking. He wants to set this play up.
Oh, he was going to go for it.
Oh, nice shot.
And we got number 22 in, Zach Kazakin.
That was
for
a good
three.
Shot. Oh,
and,
goes Anthony.
Oh, Anthony Webster.
Oh.
Wow, Anthony.
Nice. He just
right into the
drove defense. Right in and put it up for two.
But hold on. Zach again.
Are you kidding me?
Zach last night did the same thing, back-to-back threes. They're going to have to really watch him.
They're going to have to touch the three-point line.
All right, Cumberledge has it now to Galvin.
Oh, Brian's pressuring him.
Galvin's going to put it up.
Hold on.
No good.
Well, rebound by Brian.
Okay. All right, Graydon with King Cove. T-Jax has it. He passes over to Gary.
Gary got it. He's thinking. Passes Jason. Oh, and one.
All right. Jason was right underneath the rim there, and he got one. He got the foul or the shot, and then he's going to get one shot here too.
Who's that on? I don't know. I should be putting out.
They might put it up. Oh, That was number 20 of San Point, his first foul, and that is Stephen Galvin. And the first shot is
missed,
no good.
But Carl got the rebound. So San Point, if they want to push to this game to get a little bit good, they're going to have to figure
out. Trying to slow it down a little bit.
Slowing down, getting the offense going. Ooh. Oh, he wants a three.
Up. Oh, no good.
But
and
rebound by
Jason. Jason's going to bring it back down for King Cole.
Oh, Jason passes
it out
to Gary.
Gary
wants it, but hold on. He's setting up his offense
Gary's
real quick.
Going
back out to Graydon. Graydon passes to Jason.
Jason
a little jumper.
No good.
But rebound by Anthony.
Anthony's got the rebound there. Oh, wild pass.
Man.
Wild pass to Galvin, and it goes out of bounds, so it'll be King Cove's ball.
So, yeah.
Some fast action here tonight and some physical action. A lot of
some good ones.
You guys have been scrapping on the floor, and it's always exciting when these two teams meet up.
Look at this. Graydon's just subbed out, and Ilya will be playing for Graydon.
Yeah. Ilya Lind is in, and that'll be number 32 for King Cove.
Gary's setting it. Gary's looking. Past
Jason. Back out to Zach.
Always wants to go.
Oh, yikes.
3-second
violation.
You gotta
King Cove.
You gotta watch your 3-second violations. That's how it in the paint is. You gotta watch your call and watch the second.
All right, Cumberledge brings it up for her standpoint.
Standpoint's looking. Wants to set screen.
He's driving it in. Oh, wow.
And one.
He gets a foul shot, too. So
it will be
fouls on Black, 2-2. That's Zach Kazak, and that'll be his first foul for King, tonight. So Cumberledge is at the line to shoot for one. We have 37 seconds left in the first period.
You always got to make the
first shot is up and is no good.
Rebound
by Ilya.
Wow.
Out to Jason, all the way down to Gary.
Gary's got it. Gary is slowing down the offense. He wants to slow his offense down, so that's good. He's setting the screen. He wants it.
Drives it in. In the paint there.
Oh, in and out. And it's... Oh, man. But good save, Jason.
Jason tried to save it there. That was in and out by Gary there. And so, standpoint ball. Cumberledge is bringing it back up court again.
Standpoint can have what? They can have the last
shot.
Trying
to get him to set it up here again.
They can have the last
shot. Oh, and there was a wild pass.
Oh, no. Here we go.
Gary was right there, and Gary got it.
They can get the last shot.
Last shot off right here.
They want to get it. You got to get it. Come on.
Oh, no. All right. We have 4.6. Seconds left in the first period, and it will be Sandpoint's ball.
So Sandpoint will get a second opportunity to get the one for one shot.
Let's see. Here we go.
Here comes Carl. Passes to Parker.
Parker's waiting for it.
Oh.
All right, and that'll end the first period with a score of King Cove 16 and the Eagles 4. Onto a sportsmanship creed here, ASAA and its corporate sponsors appreciate your attendance at these games. This contest is being played under the authority of the Alaska School Activities Association. ASAA rules provide for fair play and good sportsmanship among everyone involved. All participants and coaches are expected to exhibit the highest level of respect for their opponents and the officials. We also expect the fans will eagerly support their favorite team by applauding fair play while refraining from negative words and behaviors. Remember, be loud, be proud, and be positive. All right. So we end the first period of our King Cove T-Jacks versus the Sandpoint Eagles. And a very physical game out here. And we're looking forward to the second period here and see what's going to unfold for us here.
If Sandpoint wants to get in this game, they're going to have to figure out how they want. They're going to need to get their shots open and start attacking the lane a little bit. And they're playing small sometimes. They want to play small a little bit.
They're actually out there getting a lot of rebounds and a lot of wild passes too that King Cove is doing. So
no.
King Cove's got to watch the wild passes and slow down a little bit. All right, here we go. We're back on.
Here we go.
Galvin is bringing it up. He's at the center line.
Passes to Parker.
Parker puts it up.
No good. But rebounded
by Galvin again. Gets two and the foul.
It's probably on Brian.
King Cove.
Yep.
And that'll be Brian Eichley, and that'll be his first foul of the game. First shot is up, and is good. So that gives the Eagles 7 and King Cole 16.
They want to push this offense. King Cole needs to start.
We're looking at even fouls across the board. The Eagles have two team fouls, and King Cole has two team fouls.
Jason wants it. Jason puts up a three. No good. Rebound by Parker.
Down Point has also put in number 50. Number 25 has come in, and that is.
Oh, it takes a three. No good. Rebound. Oh, here we go. Gary's pushing. Gary's going on the foul.
Now who number 25 is here.
And they got it. So the score is 18-17. King Cove is up. And Sam Point has seven.
All right. Cumberland puts it up. Four. Oh, and misses it. And Gary was right underneath the rim there for the rebound. Gary's working it down.
He wants to set.
He's up for it.
No good,
but rebound by Carl.
Oh, Carl was right there.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, wild pass.
Wow.
And it goes back to King Cole. This is pretty good. Oh, here comes Anthony. Anthony Webster is coming in the game for 25.
Okay, number 41, Anthony Webster is coming in to replace number 25.
Here comes that defense. If that one wants to pressure this team, they're going to have to get the ball.
Anthony Webster's working on Gary right now.
Gary's making a move. Gary's going in him. Takes a jumper.
Oh! And Gary puts it in for two.
In your face.
All right.
You got him. Standpoint sets their offense up. He's right.
Calvin's driving in,
Oh! My goodness.
This might be against Brian here on number three.
It's going to probably be Brian's second foul.
Galvin's going to go to the line.
Yep.
Shoot one. Yep, that'll be Brian Eichley's second foul. Galvin is
at the line.
At the line, making shot for shot up.
No good.
Go for another shot.
You always got to make your free throws.
That shot that he actually made after he got fouled before the shot went in, and so it's actually no good.
Brian is subbing out.
He's going for Braden.
Braden's
getting two foul shots. His second shot is up, and it's good.
So you're looking at 8-20.
All right, Sam. King Cole's got the ball. Gary's driving in.
Wow! Ilya wide open,
and he takes it in. Ilya was like that last night. He was underneath that rim, and he was just waiting there. And that was a beautiful shot by Ilya, number 32 of King Cove.
Anthony Webster wants it. No good.
Rebounded by Gary.
Gary's going.
Passes all the way to Braden. Braden was wide open down there. Layup. No good.
Oh, but Jason helped
by
out.
Jason Duarte.
Jason helped out.
All right. Cumberland says, I want some now. He's coming
Come
up.
Come on.
He's driving in.
What a nice floater.
He drove right in, and that was not easy. It was crowded.
You got to give credit. That is good.
All right, here comes Gary.
Gary's going for a long three.
But
rebound by
By Galvin. Galvin's going to bring it up.
Galvin's pushing. He's pushing it. He's looking. Watch it.
Almost lost it there, right on the line.
Oh, wow.
Out to Anthony Webster. He's going to drive in.
And
he's got a foul to
and
the face
it will
there.
Be, the foul will be, it's going to be.
Who the foul is on here?
40.
Number 40.
Braden
Brandle. That'll be his first foul for the night. Anthony Webster's driving in. Misses. Jason was under there to rebound.
They're going in. They're pushing it. There we go. He's going.
Gary's driving
in. It and takes the...
And he misses each
other. Rebound by Anthony.
Anthony's going
all the way up. He's going to take the tip up here.
Oh, and he misses. And Gary comes back down with
yikes, man.
These guys are
going at
him tonight.
No, you got to go at it.
Anthony
man.
Webster went to the floor there. He's up. He looks like he's all right.
No, it's good. It's hustle play, man. You don't want to give up on the play.
He actually drew a foul. That'll be his first foul. So it'll be King Cove's ball.
Here we go. Gary's got the ball. Pass to Jason. Feed Jason in the post. And that is probably
going to be another foul on Sandpoint. So Jason will go to the line.
Yep.
And shoot for two. And that'll be number 55, Cumberledge's second foul.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jason's at the line.
Oh, here comes the substitution. It looks like...
First shot is up and good. Dalvin, number 45 is coming in. And...
Number 45.
That's Jason Horatka, or Horatka.
Yeah.
All right. Last night they were calling him Jason H.
Jason made it.
If I tortured his last name, I'm sorry. So here comes Galvin bringing it up.
Passes to Parker.
Parker
want nope.
Back
yet.
Out to Galvin.
Galvin's
working
wanted.
It in. Oh, off the feet of Braden. Braden got it.
Oh.
And Braden almost lost it again.
Pressure's going at them.
They are pressuring them, boy. They're not letting them just walk it down the court.
They want to play it.
Jason on the outside there for three. No good.
But Gary
rebounded by Braden.
Oh.
Back in again. No good.
And
Cumberledge was there. Cumberledge has been rebounding very
not
good
bad.
Here tonight.
Being
so.
A not bad of a team player.
Yep. Here he comes. Here
backing.
Oh. Out. Oof. Back out to Gallant. Galvin says, I'm going to go in, and he's going to get a draw foul.
And that's going to be...
And that's going to be on number 32.
Ilya.
I think that'll be his first foul.
Yep. So here we go. They're going to inbound the ball.
Not a shooting foul. Yep, that'll be Ilya's first foul of the night.
So here we go. Inbound the ball. Sandpoint has it. Passes to
Cumberledge. Cumberledge says, I'm going to do it.
No, no, no. No, hold on. Nope. Looking.
Needing help. Oh, Calvin's in. Puts it up.
Takes a tough blow.
Oh, wow. Nice. What a
good
beautiful
jumper.
Shot. That was a beautiful
jumper.
He just backed up and just put it in for two by...
That was impressive.
That was Galvin there.
Oh, but Grain got
beat
something
Galvin.
To say.
Oh. And Braden answered right back with another two.
Grain answered.
So we're looking at King Cove, 26. Sandpoint, 12. In the second period. Parker says, I'm putting it up now.
Ooh.
Oh, no good.
By rebound.
Rebounded by Cumberledge. Cumberledge says he's going to drive into the paint.
Oh
wow.
Man. He's just going at the rim. He's attacking the rim.
Attacking might be him. Number 32 again.
And that's going to be, probably be.
Yep. And that's number 32 again, Ilya Lin for his second.
Here we go, inbound the ball. They want to
Stephen Galvin.
Backing up.
Lots of pressure on him. Oh!
But messed up.
Gets his own rebound.
Oh!
Man, that was a... Ooh, Jason, that would have been an awesome shot there.
Pass to Braden. Braden looking. Ooh. Braden.
Back out to Jason.
Oh, he's attacking.
Jason's
going
all
the way
in.
Oh, no, make it.
Oh, wow. And here comes Zach. Oh, and his three didn't make it.
Wow. Braden's just getting the rebounds incredible in that game.
Zach, here we go.
Almost.
Lots of pressure down at the other end of the court. Sandpoint's not letting King Cole put the ball in. They are giving them.
They're giving them taste of the
giving men. Them lots of pressure here.
Here we go.
And it looks like we have a foul.
And that's going to be,
foul on Sandpoint.
And that will be.
Yep. Number three. That'll be his first team foul, and that's, I believe, Parker.
Passes Grain. Grain gets for three. No good. Rebound by Sandpoint. Parker passes to Carl. Passes to
Stephen Galvin's got it. He's bringing it up.
Stalling down the offense. He wants to slow the pace. That's Parker. Parker's looking.
Ooh.
But it's going to still stay.
It's going to still be Sandpoint ball.
So they're looking at the offense and they want to keep it going.
They're looking. We've got another sub coming in. Jason's going to take a seat for King Cove, and Gary's going to come in. So
you're looking at a small, like a little small play or a lineup. You're looking.
Here
at.
We go. Here into into Cumberledge.
Cumberledge looking
out to Parker.
Parker wants
to
put
it up.
No good.
Rebounded
by
Braden.
Braden, man. Braden's just incredible on getting those rebounds. I'm just incredible.
All right, Gary's going in all the way.
No good.
But Reap,
they're getting physical.
Oh, Graydon is,
wow, man.
I don't know how Graydon made that. He was covered big time, but Graydon puts it in the little alley-oop for two.
Cumberledge
is working it.
Cumberledge just wants a set. He wants a set.
Back out to Steven.
Steven's looking.
Steven's going to drive it.
And he
draws the foul. No point is no good.
And that's going to be.
Well, that'll bring him to the line.
That will be. Going to be,
yep, that'll be Zach Kazakin, his second foul of the night. Oh, I guess it's not a shooting foul. Oh, yes, it is. Okay. They were going to work it as it wasn't, but it is. So
here we go.
Steven Galvin is at the line. He'll shoot for two.
You always got to make sure to get your good line shot. That's how it is.
Down Point is actually in the bonus right now. King Cove has a total of 17 fouls versus Sam Point's 15 fouls. So King Cove has got to be a little cautious here. Last night, they got a little bit in trouble with some of the fouls early on, too. So,
all right, here we go. First and second shot is up.
And
good.
It's good.
So you're looking at 14 to 30.
So we're looking at the Sam Point Eagles, 14, and the King Cove T-Jacks, 30. Gary's working the ball down.
Gary's slowing down the offense.
Pass
it to Graydon.
Pass it into Graydon. Graydon, who's under the hoop, going to drive in.
Wow, no call,
for
but
two.
He gets it.
No call. Should have been a foul down there, too.
But he still gets it.
But Graydon puts it up for two. Cumberledge has it. He's working it up.
Staying it. Steadying
it. Back out to Steven Galvin. Steven Galvin's going to drive into the lane.
Oh, wow.
Oh, and Carl was under there to try to tip it back in. Out to Graydon. Graydon's going to work it in.
And
he gets it, and a foul.
Yep, that's going to be, I think it's going to be 5-5.
That's Cumberledge again.
That's his
third foul.
So Graydon will shoot for two. All right, Grady. Here comes Graydon's first shot. First shot's up.
No good, but rebounded by Carl. Out to Cumberledge.
Cumberledge just wants it. He's going to push
bring it.
It
in. He says, I'm going to go in all the way in.
Oh, whoa.
Oh, and he was... Assisted by Steven Galvin. I don't know how he made that shot with all those hands in his face.
But you got to give credit.
He put it up for two.
That was incredible, man. They're going to slow it down the clock.
Slow it down. We're looking at ending the second period here.
Gary takes a three.
No good.
Rebound by Parker.
Back out to Cumberledge. We got 42 seconds. Cumberledge is going to bring it up.
Cumberledge has got it. He wants to push the pace. He wants to push it.
Out to Carl.
Carl's
going to work it.
Oh!
Carl puts it for two. His first 2 points of the night.
Nice. That was a good shot. Right?
We're looking at Sanford Eagles.
Gary Eagles.
Ooh, yikes!
Uh-oh,
we got a hurt.
Hold on.
Injured player down here.
Oh, nice. That doesn't look good.
Somebody went to the floor, Sam Point.
Looks like he got it.
Oh, he's coming up.
Oh,
it's Cumberledge.
Good. He's
okay,
good.
He's good.
All right. That was a really good play to make sure you always got to not give up.
Very physical ball here tonight. So,
ladies and gentlemen, this is really
amazing. All right, we got 22 seconds left in the second period. Sam Point Eagles are at 18. King Cove T-Jacks are at 36.
Oh, wait, hold on. He's sitting on the bench. They're gonna look.
The refs want him seen by
doctor.
By the EMT there, so our EMT is going to go check him out here.
Just to make
sure. Steven Galvin's bringing it up.
Oh, wow. Oh,
drives it in. No good.
Oh,
the rebound was Parker, but Gary was
the
there.
Shot. They're going to get the last
eight,
shot.
Seven, six. Five, four, three, two,
and that's it.
All right, and that is the end of the second period. We have the King Cove T-Jacks on top with 36 and the Sandpoint Eagles with 18. We will see you back at the second half. Back to you, Holden. All right, and again, we are back here in the wonderful city of King Cove for our second half of boys high school basketball, the Sandpoint Eagles versus the King Cove T-Jacks. We've got the King Cove boys are got the ball first.
Here we go. Green's going in. Pat attacking. Gives it to Jason. Jason's putting in the pace.
Oh,
travel
for traveling.
Yikes. Gotta watch that, man.
That right. Point had a lot of pressure under the rim there. So
they know that. They were going to give
him. Okay, here we go. Cumberledge is bringing it down. It's good to see Cumberledge back. He took a fall at the end of the first half, but he's doing good.
Cumberledge is going good.
Parker thought about putting it up out to Steven Galvin.
Steven Galvin wants to get it. He's pushing.
He's going to drive in. Oh, what a...
That was good.
A little sloppy pass there to Parker under the rim.
Comes Gary of the
and
T-Jacks
has
Jason for three.
No!
Good
for Jason.
Good, man.
Jason put it up for three.
All right, here we go. The time points used again, ready for the offense.
Oh.
Galvin tried to drive it in, and he's fouled.
And that's going to be Brian.
Ooh. Yep, Brian Ackley's third team, our foul for King Cove.
So Brian better watch the...
Yep. Okay, out to...
Old Parker takes
it up. Good. Jason Duarte.
Here we go.
Graydon was under the rim. Graydon puts it up. Ooh. No good. Parker there for the rebound.
Man.
Cumberland's going to bring it back down to their side.
He's setting it up. Getting pressured by Brian, man.
But Carl's got it. Parker puts it up.
Nice. Little jumper floater.
Little jumper there with the assistance from Carl there by Parker.
So you're looking at a 20-31 game, 39.
20-39
game, people,
with King Cove on top.
Well, hold on, Green.
I think we got a foul. That foul's on number 45. That's Jason Herodic, and that'll be his first foul of the night.
Here we go. Jason got it. Jason wants a three.
Duarte out.
No, no good.
Graydon got the rebound.
Graydon wants to push it.
Puts it in.
No good. Here we go.
And here we go. Jason Hardick got it for Sandpoint. Nice floater over to
Carl.
Carl puts it in for two.
Look out, Carl.
Next, or his second 2 points of the game.
Look out. 22-39. You got it coming up.
Gary tries to put up. No good.
Oh, man. Here we go.
Ooh, it came right to our booth there. So it's exciting here to be able to be broadcasting the games here with my son. He played 3 years for the T-Jacks, and so it's exciting. I don't know a whole lot about basketball. I'm learning, but he knows quite a bit, so it's encouraging.
Well, yeah, of course, Dad. I know everything a little bit about the plays, the coaches, because I work my butt off in practice every single time.
All right, here we go. We got King Cove bringing the ball up. Gary's bringing it up.
Here we go. He wants to set it.
Up to Graydon.
There was pressure by Parker. Pressuring. He wants to get that ball from him. Fouls on.
Yep. Parker put a little too much pressure and draws a foul.
Yep.
So that'll be Parker's. That's Parker's second foul.
Second foul.
So Graydon will... bring it in to
here we go.
Gary.
Graydon
puts it up for two.
No good.
But gets his rebound.
Here we go. The rebound.
Puts it back up again.
It's
in for two. So it wouldn't go the first time. Tried again and got it. So we're looking at King Cove T-Jacks 41. Sandpoint Eagles 22. Parker's drug going in. Going to go up for the shot.
That was a beautiful jump.
Nice.
He was drived it and
nobody there to pressure him, and he put it right up. Parker
that was impressive to get that good look right there. That's incredible.
Gary's going to go in for the drive, puts it up.
Takes a little floater.
And it's good. One thing, Sandpoint's been really pressuring in the lane here and underneath the rim, and so these guys have been having to be pretty physical, King Cove is, for driving in. So
that's what they want to usually do is get the ball and pressure the ball in their hand.
Cumberledge puts it up.
No good. But rebound by Braden. For King Cove.
Out to Gary.
Gary's going to work it up. Gary's working. Pass to Graydon. Graydon wants it. Hold on.
Graydon's going to bring it back.
Going to drive
it in now.
Nice pass.
Drop pass to Brian there. Brian Eckley puts it in.
That was an incredible pass by Graydon. Graydon just sets up that pass, and it was incredible.
Nice little drop pass to Brian, and Brian got it and put it in for two. All right, here we got Stephen Galvin puts it in.
No good.
But rebound by Carl. Back up to Parker. Nice little pass to Carl. And he misses.
But Brayden got the rebound for King Cove. Here comes the
wide pass. Got it in for the drive. And it's in for two.
But he didn't get the call, but you got to give it. He's got it.
That was Graydon for two for King Cove. All right, we got Stephen Galvin with the ball now. Trying to set him up. He's going in for the drive.
That was nice.
That was impressive. He kind of tipped it up to himself and then put it in.
Put it in himself. That's incredible. Are you kidding me?
All right, here we go. Gary's looking it up now. Gary's going to try to answer back. Jason puts it in. Jason drives it in for two.
Nobody can stop Jason in the paint. That's a good thing.
All right, here we go. We got Stephen Galvin again.
He's good.
Working it down.
Staying the screen. He's going to drive it.
Wild pass there.
Yep.
They're going to call him for traveling. He got a little bit
got a little bit wild there on he was going to pass it, and it got a little out of his hands, and he got the call.
We got a substitution here. Brian actually is coming in for Kinkov,
and we got Zach Kazakin coming in.
Here we go. Grain's got the ball in his hand, setting up for Gary. Gary's got it. Gary is looking, going in. That's to Grain. Grain wants to go. Pass to
Jason.
Jason
was right there in the paint.
But hold on. Parker's up. Hold on. It's still going to be
white ball.
Damn point ball. So you're looking at a good game. It's going good.
It's been a good game here. All right, here we go. We got Sam Point with the ball. Stephen Galvin's bringing it down court.
He's got it. He's looking. Sets the screen. Oh, a good screen. He's saying it. He's looking to mismatch.
Got pressure. Back out to 45. Back to Cumberledge.
Cumberledge is going.
Cumberledge says he's going to drive around. Trying to set him up here.
He's staying up. He needs help. That's what he's trying to do.
Back out to Stephen Galvin.
He's looking. Wants it. He's
going to go in, drive in.
Oh, there it is.
No good.
Bacaro's fighting for it.
Hold on, Jason dives on the floor.
And it's going to be Sandpoint ball still. You got to give credit sometimes. This team that won't give up.
Okay, we got Anthony Webster coming in, and we got Jason Haravik going out, number 45.
And Ilya's coming in for Jason.
Anthony Webster's wearing
number 41,
J.C. Starnes, jersey. Jesse is out with injury, and we hope that he's recovering, and we hope that he gets well and is able to get back and play some basketball.
Jump ball.
All right, we got a jump ball here.
And it's going to be white. So, Sandpoint will still got the ball. You got to get your offense going somehow. It's all these things you got to know. They're all right. That's the Carl. Carl got it.
Carl right into Anthony Webster.
Good.
Here we go.
And rebounded by Graydon.
Graydon's got drive it down.
Graydon's
alley-ooping in for two.
That was a pretty good coast-to-coast tonight right there. Here goes Anthony.
Anthony says he's going to try a three.
Hold on.
Rebounded. And Carl tried to tip it in. No good. Ilya and Cumberledge fought for it, and it went out, and it'll be Sandpoint's ball on their side.
Galvin misses it.
Gets a rebound. Gary's got it. Gary's coming down. Wild pass. No good. Wow. That could have been, that was quite the pass to Braden there, and he couldn't get it, and it hit the backboard and came back, and Graydon was there, and he put it in for two.
My goodness, almost got it.
Carl was blocked by Graydon there.
Gary's got it. Gives it to Graydon.
Graydon
goal for a three.
Graydon from the 3-point puts it in for three. We're looking at King Cove T-Jax 55.
Sandpoint
Eagles
26.
With about a minute left in the third
period. Wow.
And Anthony Webster answers right back with two.
Wow, what a shot by Anthony Webster. That was incredible. That helped. Here comes that help. They want to help.
Ilya's under the...
There was
pressure by Sandpoint.
That was some good help right
Carl,
there.
Carl, nice pass to Anthony Webster.
Anthony puts it up.
Three.
For three.
Anthony Webster answers back with that nice assist.
Help
from Carl.
That was a big three they needed.
That was big.
They needed him help.
All right. We got 40-some seconds left in the third period.
They're slowing down the offense. That's what they want to do.
Cole's got the ball.
But they want to set up play. Gary's got it. Got the ball in his hands. He's driving.
Gary puts it up for three.
No good.
But rebound. We got a foul. Foul's on Stephen Galvin. That'll be his
second foul.
Second foul for Stephen Galvin.
Looks like they're running.
Not a shooting foul. So Kinko will inbound.
Kinko's going to Graydon. Run one. There goes Graydon.
Graydon's going to try to... We got another foul.
Wow, yikes. And that's going to be...
And that's Cumberledge's. I believe that's his fourth foul.
Oh, man, that's...
Yep, that's his fourth foul.
Yes, you got to be careful. You only got four. You don't want to pick up your fist foul. If you pick up your fist foul.
All right, and here we got Devin Roll came in to replace Carl. So this will be Devin starting for the night.
They're going to inbound the ball to Gary. Gary's got it. Gary's looking. He's setting it up. Gary is setting it up. Oh, he's tacking. Oh, wow.
Nice.
Gary
Nobody
got
in the lane. Gary just
lane.
Drove it right in. Cumberland is going to work it back down with less than 17 seconds left in the third period.
We'll pass it
out to Anthony.
Anthony looks.
Anthony says he's going to put it up for three.
Almost.
And no good.
But rebound by Ilya for Kinkov. They got one shot. Drayden's going to try for 6 seconds here.
Oh,
four.
Gary's going
three,
for it for three. Oh!
Got back at the buzzer. There was like 1 second,
man,
and 0.6 left when he went up.
How in the heck you can get a shot off that?
So we're looking
That's
at
incredible.
King Cove T-Jax 60, Sandpoint Eagles 31. We'll get ready here to get into our last period, the fourth period. Sandpoint's got one person that's kind of in a little bit of foul trouble. Cumberledge, number 55, he's on his fourth foul right now.
You don't want to pick
him up. So he's going to have to step back and play a little less aggressive so he doesn't foul out. But it's been an awesome, awesome game here tonight. So.
You got to always know. It's always kind of cool. So, yep. So you're looking at a pretty good score here. He's 60-31, so... Very good game right now. Everybody's doing great in back and forth shots, getting some good lanes to go into the rim. So, you know, you got to show respect to your opponents. You always don't know if that's going to be a good game.
Okay, we're going to get ready to start our fourth period here. Should be another good period here of basketball.
So, yep, here we go.
Looks like King Cove's going to inbound it.
What? Yeah.
So for Sandpoint, we're looking at Edmund Cumberledge with four fouls, Stephen Galvin with two, Parker Larson with three, Anthony Webster with one, and Jason Herodic with one.
Oh, Gary hits a three.
And Gary hits another three.
So Kinko's up 63, Sandpoint 31 in the fourth quarter.
All right, Stephen Galvin's working it down.
Oh.
Working it down. Going to put it up.
Rebounded
by Cumberledge.
Got the rebound.
Oh, and he tries to put it up, no good.
But almost.
Gary's there for the rebound.
Gary's looking. He's picking up the pace. He's pushing the speed.
Whoa, almost.
Oh,
Cumberledge gets it. Cumberledge going down. Oh, he was going to go.
Oh, no,
he was down there. Oh,
man.
No good.
Here we go. Here we go. Gary's pushing the pace. He's got it. Takes another three.
Gosh.
That's another three for Gary.
Gary's got—he's heating up right now.
They're going to have to put more pressure on Gary.
They're going to have to start thinking about the double team.
Anthony Webster's going in, driving in, puts it up.
Oh wow!
Oh, good.
What a!
But he's going to shoot two. Anthony Webster's going to shoot two, and the foul's on
Gary. I think that will be fouls on.
Yep, yep. Gary's first foul for King Cole.
Gary will be the total.
So Anthony will shoot two.
No, that was a pretty good pump fake right there.
Yes, it was. Okay, first shot up and good.
All right. No, because you could get your player to jump. That's good.
Yep.
Because you're
all right. We got some substitutions. We got Brian coming in. We got Ilya coming in. We got Gary going out and Braden going out for King Cove. All right. This will be Anthony's second shot.
Second shot attempt.
Shot is up. And it's nothing but net. Both of those shots, a very good free throw shooting there by Anthony Webster.
Oh!
Whoa!
No way.
Almost.
And
missed. Oh, Ilya's
working under the basket. Oh.
Wow!
And Ilya's going to draw a foul.
Ilya is just going at him. That's incredible.
And I think it's on...
It's going to be three.
Three. Okay, so that's Parker's third foul. And Ilya will shoot for two.
Ilya will go to the foul line.
That's his line right now.
So here we go.
Shot is up.
Oh, wow! All right. Oh, that's incredible. That's incredible, man.
All right. One more shot for Ilya here.
Second, he'll get a second shot. Second shot attempt.
Second shot is up.
Ooh. Good.
All right. So a couple good free throws by both teams there. Anthony Webster's got the ball. He's going to drive it in. Needing help, needing help.
Oh, wow.
And he's called for traveling.
Oh, travel call.
Yeah. He's going to try to sneak under the rim there, and he took an extra step.
Yep.
And so it'll be King Cove's ball.
So Grain's got the ball in his hands, and he's looking to set the pace. Oh, here we go. Oh, no way.
Oh, that would have been nice. Oh,
well, but Jason helps out. There for the assist. But Jason helps out.
So that would be another two for King Cove. Cumberlitz isn't done. He says he's going to come down here.
He still wants to keep going. Oh, here
back
goes.
To Anthony.
Anthony's looking.
Anthony's looking.
Yeah, he wants to think. Okay.
He's going to drive in. Oh. Oh, man.
Puts the shot up, and he's going to go. Basket's good.
And he's going to go to the line. Anthony Webster.
And that will be, whose foul would that be? Yep. Graydon.
Graydon. And that will be his first foul. And Anthony Webster's at the line.
Here we go. First shot's up.
And
no good. But here we go.
Rebounded by Graydon.
Graydon's setting the pace. He's pushing it, pushing it.
Graydon's going to drive it.
Oh.
And he got a hand to the face, and I think it was Cumberledge. He may have, yeah, he fouled out.
Oh, no.
Oh, he's got one more foul.
Yep.
One more foul.
Yep. It looks like, oh, Cumberledge is done.
Nope, nope, he's done. Yep, he fouled out.
He doesn't want to pick up the game, the calf foul, so good game for him.
Good game for him. Okay. All right, so we got Devin coming in for Cumberledge, and it'll be King Cove's ball.
Here we go.
And we're looking at King Cove, T-Jack 70, Sandpoint Eagles 35, with 6 minutes left in the fourth period.
Here goes Jason. Jason's got the ball, looking, passes to Graydon. Graydon's looking, Graydon's, ooh, Graydon's using the moves. Castilia, oh my, whoa, woo, but nice save.
Okay, so that was wise by Parker there. Ball was going to get ready to go out of bounds, and Parker didn't want to step out and hit it, and so it'll be Sandpoint ball.
That's another substitution.
Okay, we got Chance coming in, number 25,
for Parker.
Chance Griffin, and he'll be coming in for Parker.
All right.
So we got Steven working the ball down.
Steven's working, looking, passes to
Devin.
Oh.
Devin puts up. No,
oh, hold on, Anthony Webster.
Anthony Webster turns around.
Anthony Webster.
Devin didn't make it, and Webster was there for the rebound and puts it up for two.
But hold on, Graydon passes to a
nice pass to Zach here on the outside.
That could have been
kind of
good.
A wild pass there to Brian, and Brian kicks it out of bounds with his foot.
It'll
be Sandpoint's ball.
That could have been a good. That could have been a good assist.
Yep. Okay, we got Steven bringing it down for Sandpoint.
Drive it in.
Put it up.
Oh,
he puts it up
goodness,
for two.
Are you kidding me? Wow.
All right, Graydon's bringing it down.
Here we go. Graydon's
looking.
Looking.
We're going to drive in.
Oh, man.
And he pushes Anthony Webster.
Oh.
Oh, and Parker
is going in.
Number 25 is wide open.
Wow.
Number two.
Woo.
There was nobody down there. Steven passed him a pass, and so Chance puts it up for a nice layup there for 2 points.
Jason's looking. Oh, he wants to think. Oh, hold on.
Zach's going to try for three.
No good.
But rebound by Ilya. Back out to Bryant. Jason.
Jason's got it. He's saying it. That's Graydon. Graydon's going in the paint. Takes it.
Okay. Graydon got it for two. So we're looking at King Cove T-Jack 72 and the Sandpoint Eagles 41. And Coach Brandon Smith of the Sandpoint Eagles is going to take a full time out. So, again, we want to thank KSDP for being able to broadcast these games. We know how important these basketball games are to be heard over the radio. The Aleutians takes basketball very serious. In fact, all of our high school sports we take very seriously, and so we are thankful for KSDP for providing the airtime for these for this basketball season.
So here we go. We got in Sappon went by the ball. Here we go. Oh, wow.
Nice pass to Devin, but Devin couldn't hang on to it, and so it'll be Kinkova's ball.
So here we go. Graydon's got the ball in his hands. Graydon's looking. He's setting it up. Looking. Oh, Ilya's going back. Goes back. Get down. Oh, hold on. Oh, he's going for a three. Oh,
no good. Zach was there for the assist.
Zach puts it in for two.
What a tip back in. That was incredible.
jumping and put it back in.
Okay, Carl's up four.
Carl was there for three, didn't get it. Grayson's
going
down.
Grayson's going to get ready.
Here he goes.
Grayson's
pushing
up his drive. Brian's there.
Brian puts it in for two.
All right, here we go.
Here we go.
Cowboys got the ball. Cowboys bringing it down.
Stephen's
got it. He puts it in.
No.
Oh, no good.
But rebounded
by
Standpoint.
And out to Carl. Carl tries, and Chance puts it up.
Chance, man. That's pretty good.
Chance, number 25, puts it in for two. Zach there on the three line. Oh, no good.
Ooh.
Rebounded by Brian. Brian was going to put it up out to Graydon.
Graydon wants it.
Graydon says, I'll put it up.
Woo!
And it's a three.
Graydon got for 3 points.
So we're looking at King Cove T-Jacks, 79, Sandpoint Eagles, 43 with 3 minutes left in the fourth period. Stephen Galvin's got the ball. He's going to drive in. Oh!
And my goodness!
He got a hand to the face there, and he still put it in. Wow.
But no.
All right, Coach Shadow Brock wants to talk to the King Cove T-Jacks.
So you're looking at a pretty good game.
It's a very good game. Sandpoint is keeping the pressure.
Keep them going.
Making King Cove work, and that's good.
No, that's good. You always want
pressure on both of these teams.
Yeah.
All right. So we're in from our timeout here.
So we got 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. It's 57.
And it's
going to
be King Cove ball.
So here we go.
All right, Graydon's going to inbound it to Zach. Back to Graydon.
Graydon's got the ball. Graydon's looking. He wants to set the pace. He wants to set it. That's Delia. Delia's going to go for three.
No good.
Rebound by Brian.
Puts it in.
Whoa.
No good.
Whoa.
Wow, there was a lot of contact.
That was
under
incredible.
The rim.
Oh.
That's got it. Oh, and it's knocked out by Brian.
Here we go.
Was some contact under that rim.
Here we go. Graydon's looking.
Graydon's right there. Turns around. Puts it in.
Oh, my goodness.
Braden was there for the two.
He did the turnaround jump shot. That's incredible.
All right, number 45 is working it in for Sandpoint. Jason got to bring it in.
Ooh.
Oh, and he tried to pass it out to Carl.
Here comes Graydon.
Takes a little, no good.
Rebounded
by Zach. Zach's going to come out to his corner.
All right.
Out to Graydon.
Graydon's thinking, nope. Pass to Ilya.
Ilya's going to put it up.
No good.
Oh, and Jason's got it for Sandpoint.
Oh, here we go.
Jason's going to bring it down.
Woo!
Up to Seth. Back to Carl.
Back to
Chance.
Chance is looking. Wants to.
It's going to be Sandpoint's ball.
So it'll be still Sandpoint's ball. Gary's coming back in.
Gary's going to come in for
Graydon.
Graydon's going to sit out. Graydon's had a good night tonight, so that's good.
Here we go.
Both sides using both.
Oh,
what a steal!
Their benches tonight, so that's good to see too.
We got Zach coming up. Flips it back over to Ilya.
Man, that was a good pass.
Oh, he's going for a three.
Oh my goodness! Ilya
looks at the stands there and gives the stands a high five. And
look at them
trying to put in for Sandpoint, missed it. Braydon there with the rebound.
Oh, no way! That was
cool. Oh, man, that could have been a good pass. Chance is going to slow it down a little bit. Out to Jason, number 45, over to Carl.
That was been pretty good.
Carl gives it to Devin.
Ilya
was pretty excited about that 3 points that he did. So
look at the bench. The bench was just happy.
The bench
excited.
All stood up. So
yeah, that was pretty good. I can't believe
it. It's been good. Both sides have been using letting all their players play tonight.
Yeah, just to get
that's good.
To get the experience.
Yep.
Get the experience going and how it feels. You know, it's always cool.
All right, we got Ilya coming to the line here.
All right, here we go.
King Cove is in the bonus. We're looking at Sandpoint with 17 fouls and King Cove with 3. First shot is up, and it's good.
Man.
He got one more shot. He didn't quite.
quite understand that. You only need the first shot, so he gets the next shot.
You get one more shot, my friend.
Okay, here we go.
Here we go.
Second shot is up, and it is good.
Here we
got
go.
Bounced around the rim there and went in.
Man, that
all
was
right.
pretty good.
Okay, we got Jason, number 45, bringing it back down for Sam Point. Oh, out to Devin, back to Jason.
Whoa!
Jason was going to try for three, and he was deflected by Braden there.
Oh, he's setting up. They want to slow down. They want to slow it down. They want
to slow it down. 45 seconds. 40 seconds left.
Oh.
Bryant goes in for the drive. Layup. Bryant puts in a little alley-oop there.
Yep.
Last 30 seconds of the game.
Yep, last 30 seconds.
Here comes Jason.
Jason's slowing down.
Oh! Deflects the pass.
And it's going to be Bryant was there. And boy,
black
he just,
ball.
He deflected it right out right from Jason there. He went about 10 feet up in the air.
Okay, black ball, King Cove.
All right.
Gary's going to work it up. We got less than 19 seconds left.
Gary wants to work the clock. He wants to work something.
And Brian's going to put it up.
Been. And it's white ball.
Rebounded by Devin, and Devin's got it back out to Jason at standpoint. Chance looking to put it up. All right, and that ends our ball game here tonight with the King Cove T-Jacks, 86, and the Sandpoint Eagles,
45.
Thank you for tuning in tonight. It was been an awesome time of being able to broadcast this game to you. We look forward to doing this again. So back over to you, Holden, and we'll be out. Thank you.
Good night.